Welcome to the Weekend Insider with BetKitty.co.uk and HC Promotions. As you can see, I'm back and we're with Lucky Pants.
As you can see, only just.
Me, the ghost of Christmas past, Lucky Pants Ronan and Maverick off Top Gun.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas. We've had a few technical issues joining us, haven't we? I think the ghost of Christmas past has been in my machine.
It's just, mate, COVID has had a bad effect on your complexion there. Look how pale you are.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? It's bad, COVID, yeah. Currently, don't like to talk about it, but yeah, currently infected with COVID, an infected idiot with COVID. But I'm feeling all right, and the blessing is don't have to get to see the mother-in-law at Christmas Day, so that's even better.
Nice. Let's hope she isn't watching, eh, mate?
Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to all the lads out there who don't have to see the mother-in-laws.
Right, so I'll tell you what, right, I've just put on the Facebook Live thing, though, just to see what it looks like. And you'd be pleased to know it generates no like automatic captions along the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting blared out anyway, Chris. No one can see you.
Oh, really? Like Crime Watch?
No, just like captions going across your face.
Right, okay. Oh, well, brilliant. I'm glad I joined this week anyway. Thanks for that.
Yeah, we've already got a couple of live watchers as well, which is good.
Oh, evening, Franny. Evening.
No, it's Lee and Jerry. Lee and Jerry are watching.
Oh, is it, Jerry? Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, so may as well crack on, lads. I know we do about 20 minutes, don't we? And I know we all want a beer. I know you two are on it already, and I'm pretending to be ill. So let's crack on. So the weekend's fixtures, is there any in doubt at all for the racing?
I don't think so.
No.
Ronan, have you heard anything? I think we're all right weather-wise, and I think we're just cracking on COVID-wise as well.
No, you're safe enough. At the very worst, behind closed doors, but I think we're fine.
Oh, that's good then, because the football's been massively it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The Liverpool game's off already.
Wiggins off.
Yeah. Early game, gone.
Rafa's desperately trying to get the Everton game called off a scene before as well. He's gutted. He's absolutely gutted. It's still on.
Oh,
don't milk it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's time you've coughed in 3 weeks.
I know. But a whale of a time at home. It's been brilliant. Anyway,
you're talking into your biscuits earlier on.
Yeah, that was a ghost of COVID that I don't know who got into them.
Yeah, I heard that was a present for your mother-in-law. That.
Yeah, it was. Well, I told you, I'm not seeing her now, so get the biscuits in. Right, so who wants to kick us off with the festivities for... Where are we starting? Are we going Boxing Day?
We've just looked solely at Boxing Day, given there's about 40 race meetings. And I've picked one out for the Welsh Grand National, which is on the 27th as well.
Excellent. Okay, so do you want to kick us off then, Ian?
We can do. I think we should start by looking at the King George. Ronan, I don't know whether you've looked at this race as well, mate. So
I haven't indeed yet.
It's the race.
Sorry to interrupt. We've not really spoke about last week, have we?
Oh, yeah. We do have to do a recap. Obviously,
we had the post.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had the post with everything. I've got them written down here. So we kicked off with it a double. Nina the Terrier came second under what was probably one of the worst rides I've ever seen, a Haydock. He didn't start riding it till after the last hurdle and got beat a neck, I think it was, in the end roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pencil Full of Lead fell. It wasn't jumping very well from the start, actually. It didn't look very comfortable at all.
Had to rub that one out.
Brilliant. And then my two big selections for the handicaps both got placed, so that was good. We had Gary Claremont, that was placed at 12-1, and Calypso Collange was placed at 12-1 as well, I think it came in. So they were good. And Ronan, you were very unlucky with Remastered. We got excited at one point with Calypso Collange and Remastered turning the top corner first and second.
Yeah.
Because we did recommend a little bit of a twist forecast on that as well. So
Time Hill as well, also second.
Oh yeah, Time Hill also second. So basically every one of our selections come placed last week. So you were still making a few quid if you followed us last week.
Brilliant. We'll take that as a as another winning week then. We'll take it anyway.
Nothing last.
Say that again, mate.
Nothing last anyway.
Well, that's it, mate. That's it. Okay, so on to this week then. So it's always one to look forward to, isn't it, Boxing Day meeting. So it's a great day of sport all round, and especially the horse racing. It's a great way to spend all your Christmas money, really.
That's brilliant. We were just talking about it before we came on, weren't we, Ronan? Just it's a cracking day for the lads just to watch loads of sport, drink loads of beer and have a proper good day. The big race is always the King George.
Yeah.
I've had a good look through this. I'm sure you have as well, Ronan. Probably one of the best King Georges I've seen for a few years, actually. It's got that mix of horses that have been there and done it before. So you've got Frodon, who won it last year, Clander's Oboe, who's won it twice before. With them two, I think Frodon got a bit of a freebie last year, allowed, you know, to just do what he does from the front. I don't think that's going to happen again because they've also realised Clander's Oboe needs to be quite front rank to get the best out of that one. Worried Clander's Oboe's going to need a run because he normally does. We've got Asterion Falange coming over from Ireland for Willie Mullins. I'm just worried that that one's just a bit of a head the ball when it comes to jumping, and it's going up against some proper good horses who are going to go at a pace here. So I wouldn't be putting my money on that one. Lost in Translation has got an awful track record. There's been excuses for it, but I can't overlook its record at Kempton. I suppose the talking horse really is Chancery House for the Hendersons. I'm just worried about this one coming out of Novice Company for the first time this season. We spoke about that before on this podcast. It's really difficult when it goes up against season chasers. And actually, when I look back at its form, not really impressed. To be honest, I don't think it's beat much at all. So I think that one might be a tad overhyped for me. I'm all over Manila Rindo in this. You can still get 130 with William Hill. It's the Gold Cup winner. I don't know if you've seen its debut, Ronan, and guess you did. It was huge. It looked fat. Yeah. He'd left so much work to do on it and still finished within five lengths of the front two. Galvin was match fit. Frodon got another freebie up front, which was ridiculous. It jumps well. I think he'll sit close to the pace. In the Gold Cup, it went past Frodon like Frodon was standing still. And that was still with about three furlongs to go. People are worried about the course going right-handed. Will it keep up with the pace? Does it need a greater test of stamina? Just think it's the best horse. So for me, I'm all over Manila Rindo for Henry de Bromhead. Rachel coming over to ride. I think she's won everything this year. She'll end the year on a high. I think we'll look back at 130, hopefully, and think, how the hell did that go off that price? I'm sure Ronan might contradict me now and say something completely different. Let's wait and see. But that's mine. Manila Rindo, King George, 305.
No, I'm definitely not going to contradict you. I was there that day at Down Royal, actually, that you just mentioned, and he was a big horse, as you say. Yeah, he put on a bit of weight over the winter, and yeah, that was just his prep race. What would concern me a wee bit is I think his ultimate target this year is the repeat of the Gold Cup. So I know it's nice to win a King George, the greats like Kudo Star and the legs have done it, and he's not coming over to England for no reason. But I don't think he's absolutely prime just yet. I think there's still a bit more conditioning needed. But you're definitely right. He's definitely, on stats, the best horse in the race. People are saying it's too sharp for him. I think a few years ago in the RSA, he ran along with Champ and Alaho. And it kept right up the pace with them. And look at Alo. Alo's a 2 miler, 2.5 miler.
In fact, mate, he set the pace with that. He got chinned by Champ, who came from absolutely nowhere.
Exactly. And we've all seen what Alo done on the Ryanair last year. He was able to run away. And by the 2.5 mile post, Manila Window was actually ahead of him. And he beat him ultimately. It's just Champ's amazing engine at the end managed to win that RSA. But I would happily take it on the chin if Manila Ando won. I would put nobody off backing that. But for me,
I knew there was a book coming.
I just can't look past Clan de Zobo. I think 3-1 some price in Clan de Zobo. He's been absolutely laid out for this. I fully take on your point in that previously he's taken a while. He's maybe taken a race to get back into it. But Nichols has laid him out for this one. Last year, I think he actually destroyed his chances at the King George by going to the Betfair Chase.
I agree with that, by the way, because it was heavy ground and he took them on up front, didn't he? I think it was a Bristol Domain that won it.
Yeah, and he didn't run to his form then in the at Kempton. He's a two-time winner. He was ridiculously impressive at Punchestown. He ran around there and won by a mile. That's another right-handed track. And to me, there's questions around the rest, bar Manila Ando, who I think is also a really solid bet. I'm not going to argue with what Ian's saying, but I'm just saying that maybe he's going to be praying for another day and this might not be his day. Whereas Clan de Zobo, this is his Gold Cup. So for me, Clan de Zobo is a good price at 3-1. I know it's a favourite, but a 3-1 favourite's like I'm happy.
That's not really a favourite, is it?
Yeah.
So I agree with you, mate. Basically, I looked at this race almost in reverse by taking out the horses that I thought couldn't win for whatever reason, and I was left with them too.
Yeah, I've done the same, and I fully agree. Like, I can't see many of the others winning. Asterion Falange is a big danger outside of those two, but he's a lunatic, and as you say, like around 3 miles, you're expecting him to put in at least one bad jump, and one bad jump for him is game over. He loses his race in one bad jump, and we've seen it so many times before when he looked like he's cruising. So, yeah, I think the two most reliable horses here by a country mile are Clan de Zobo and Manila Ando.
Superb. Chris, there you go. You've got the tips for the King George there. What are you laughing at?
Just looking at you gone all technical with your little strolling bar here. I could see, I was watching your face and you zoned out for a minute and then I saw this appear. He couldn't do two things at once there.
It's quality that though, isn't it? It is quality that.
Brilliant. Great
mate,
stuff.
I'm not wearing this headset for nothing. No.
Guiding planes in a minute. So, brilliant.
I'd love to know what's in the dark side of your screen there, Chris.
You don't want to know.
All sorts going on there.
Yeah, yeah. It's the other half of Fritzl's cellar that like, looks like Roland tapping.
Why not bring Fritzl up on a Christmas special?
Well, that's where Roland's sat. Look at him. I mean, where are you sat? He's sat in a wardrobe.
I'm under the stairs back at my man and dad's house.
Mate, speaking of Fritzl, I think that's where Footy Dave's been for a month, isn't it?
Has anyone seen or heard from him in the last while?
he pops up with an Albanian first to score tip every now and again.
Yeah, he sent something through tonight. I just saw it come through. I've not looked at it, though.
Well, actually, you'll be pleased to know, Dave Clark is actually watching the show from Fritzl's cellar. Yeah.
Keep on trucking, Dave.
And we've had a message from Tim Dibben as well. Tim Dibben's watching. All the best, Tim. Merry Christmas. I'm going to get carried away with this, Chris. You know I am.
Smashy and nice, eh? So, what price was yours, Ian?
100 to 30.
100 to 30. And Ronan, yours was 3-1, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, brilliant.
By the way, Ronan, I think you'll agree with this. Again, we said it last week and we came second and third. You wouldn't put anyone off the reverse forecast on this one, would you?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. 100%.
Nice one. Good stuff. Okay, so moving on to the next race that you've looked at.
Right, Ronan, you go first on this one then, mate.
Take your pick. Do you want to stay at Kempton while we're there?
Go on, mate, yeah.
Okay. So the 155, I think it's a match race, to be honest. Brave Man's Game against a High Senor. This is another grade one. I think it's the Kudos Star Novices. Brave Man's Game. Paul Nichols has been touting it as the next Denman. I think he's going to win the big 3 mile race, novice race at Cheltenham, the former RSA, in March. But here, I actually fancy Hoy Senor. Destroyed Mr. Incredible last time, which Rachel Blackmore was on. I think it beat it by 31 lengths. Ran a ridiculously fast time in its first race of the season as well. And it actually beat Brave Man's Game at Aintree last year by 7 lengths over hurdles. I know Brave Man's Game's become a lot better since, but he's not really been finishing his races. And yeah, I think Ahoy Senor looks... Brave Man's Game's odds on Ahoy Senor, I've seen 5-4 quoted. He might even get better on the day as the Nichols hype might come. I'd be going for Ahoy Senor in this one.
I haven't picked one out in this, but I disagree. I'm a huge fan of Brave Man's Game. I think he's improved massively for fences, and a bit like I was saying with Chancey House before. Yeah, okay, we can say the Hoy Senor beat Brave Man's Game over hurdles at Aintree and beat it fair and square, although he did get a daft lead. The two chase races that Ahoy Senor's won, I don't rate anything it's beat. Well, actually, it fell in its first one, didn't it? But it was beaten when it fell. First time out, it was booked for fourth place, I think. Now, funny enough, I put one up in a Wetherby race that ran in that same race. But I think Brave Man's Game could be something special. But it'll be a good race. It'll be a good race between them both. And obviously, with you putting that one up now, fingers crossed it wins.
Yeah, that could be the race of the weekend, to be honest, if it's a proper head-to-head like that. But
well, Hoy Senor will go out and try and make all again, won't it? I think it will, and it just might have a bit of a target on its back.
Just remind us of your selection there, Ronan. I had to, if you're watching this, I had to get up then and disappear because I heard my front door going. And it's only 6 o'clock. My missus don't finish work till 6 o'clock. I heard the front door going, and then a couple of parcels, and I thought, Amazon are getting a bit confident, say, like coming into the house and, away and stuff. I thought, what's going on here? But it was actually my missus. She'd finished a little bit early, but so I missed that. So just confirm your selection there, Ronan.
So it's 155 at Kempton, and it's Ahoy Senor at 5-4.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate. And what's your selection? You didn't choose one in that race, did you?
No,
mate?
I didn't pick one in that way. Next race I've gone is over to Leopardstown for the 220, which is a novice chase. I couldn't believe the price I got for this before. 5-4 for Fernie Hollow with William Hill. This is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous price. I don't know if it's still available. If it is, I'm going to say snap it up. Nick your mother-in-law's money for Christmas, get the kids' Christmas money, stick it all on. It's the Arkle favourite.
These are the views of Ian, not the weekend.
Not the weekend insider, Lucky Pants or Chris. It's the Arkle favourite already. I'm a huge fan of this horse anyway, so I'm slightly biased. I think it'll improve massively for its first run, but it jumped well enough for me for its first public out and over fences. The thing I was really impressed with when it got tackled coming over the second to last fence, how it quickened up over the last fence when Patrick Mullins asked it to go. You could see it was the class horse in the race. I was looking at the ratings before. The main challenger to this one is Riviere Detel for Gordon Elliott. Riviere was rated at 134 over hurdles. Fernie Hollow only had one run over hurdles, so it didn't even get rated, but it did beat Bob Ollinger, which was rated at 150. So there's a £16 gap between them over hurdles. Riviere's obviously improved for fences, you can see that, and it's won well. I just think Fernie could be something special. So as well as sticking Manella Rindo coming over here from Ireland, I've gone over to Ireland with Fernie Hollow in the 220 for the second leg of me Trixie. And I just think if you fancy a single on a 5-4 and you can get that, that's ridiculous. Yeah, Ronan, I don't know what you think, mate.
Oh, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm just looking here. I'm seeing 6-4 on now, but even at that, he's a class above. Rivière du Tell is good horse, nice mare, getting weight from Fernie Hollow, but Fernie Hollow is different class. The two standout stars last year were over hurdles were, well, Bar Honeysuckle, were Bob Ollinger and Appreciated. And Fernie Hollow beat Bob Ollinger over hurdles and beat Appreciated on the flat. And yeah, Fernie Hollow's just a class act by
it
far.
Could be a top, it could be a top class animal that goes all the way, that one.
I think it won Zirkle easily, won Queen Muller next year. That's, if that stays fit, that's a horse to beat. It's,
yeah.
It wins.
So that for me is one to throw into any multiples that anyone's looking at this weekend.
Is that your nap then, is it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want to nap it because it's such a short price. It's just, where's he gone?
Ronan's got it. Someone must be going in his house. It might be my missus going in his house, actually. With Amazon parcels.
Ronan's just ran off to throw his mortgage on Fernie Hollow. Right, let's hope he comes back.
Fingers crossed. Moving on to your last selection then, please, Ian.
Yeah, the last selection for the Trixie is the 210 at Wetherby. Silver Hallmark. So I put this up a couple of weeks ago for the race and post Gold Cup at Cheltenham. Oh, do you know what I've just thought? Didn't he say his phone was running out of power?
Oh, he did, yeah. Yeah, Ronan dead.
Ronan's gone.
Merry Christmas, Ronan.
All the best, mate, if you're watching. Silver Hallmark, put it up a couple of weeks ago for the race and post Gold Cup at Cheltenham. It was pulled out because the ground was too good for it. It like soft ground. The connection, so it's one of Fergal O'Brien's. They've been very patient with this horse. For its age, it hasn't ran a lot. And I think it just looks better than the handicapper. And it's in a handicap here. It's racing off a very attractive market. Ran in a very good race last time and needed the run. It's only a seven-year-old. Say it's very rightly raced. I think it'll come on even better for that run. I like it. I know Ronan, because I spoke to him before, had another selection. And ironically, I don't know if you remember me before we came on, I said, I hope your phone conks out before we talk about the Wetherby race.
Yeah, you did actually, yeah.
So I know for anyone listening and interested, Ronan fancies Good Boy Bobby in this. I think Silver Hallmark is just a better horse. And I think he's a graded horse who's just going to get better and better. And I think he's just going to win this. And he's 4-1. So you can do a nice each-way single on that, no problem anyway. But for me, that was the Trixie. So I've gone Manella Indo in the King George in the 305 at Kempton. I've gone Fernie Hollow in the 220 at Leopardstown. And I've gone Silver Hallmark in the 210 at Wetherby. That with William Hill, a little price boost is a 35-1 treble.
Nice, nice. And if you want to hear Ronan's selections, you'll have to listen back.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do about that now. I'll have to put it in the comments to see what other ones he picked.
Yeah.
This has been, to be fair, mate, this has been a disaster of a live show from the word go, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has really, but nevertheless, we got them. We got through. We got the winners out of the way anyway. So it's all good. So
I've got one more for us, mate.
For the
day after. So on the 27th is the Welsh Grand National. Oh, Ronan's back. Ronan's back.
Apologies, lads. Technical difficulties from Fritzl's basement. Apologies.
Right, Ronan, I was just about to go into the Welsh Grand National because ironically, knowing I said before, I hope it conks out just as we get to Wetherby.
Yeah.
It did. So what I've did, just gone to go Silver Hall. Silver Hallmark, mate. Oh, Silver I've told the listeners that you fancied Good Boy Bobby, didn't you? Do you want to just give a quick rationale behind that, mate?
Yeah, just quickly. Two starts ago, it was ridiculously impressive in my eyes. He stepped up in trip last time, finished second, a real proper stayer. I think this should be more suited to him. It's still over 3 miles, still a class horse. I fully agree with you. Silver Hornmark's a really good bet here, but at 61, I think Goodbye Bobby's an each way bet to nothing. But yeah,
we go, boys. We've got another Twitch forecast on the go here as well.
Apologies for cutting out there.
It's all right, mate. I was just about to go on to the Welsh Grand National, but what else have you got for Boxing Day, mate?
I'll give you one more. It's one more Irish race, just. It's Limerick 240. I'm going for Vanillier at 41. So this is over 2.5, I think. Vanillier is probably at his best over 3. So it's a bit short for him, but he won't be stuck for toe, to be honest. He lost for a Down Royal in his first race, but I really think he needed that race. Again, I was there that day, and he needed a bit more conditioning that day, I think. He came out, he lost a Lifetime Ambition, who's reopposing here, but at that time, Jessica Harrington's horses were absolutely flying, and Lifetime Ambition was primed and ready to go that day. I think he'll overturn the form with him. I think it's Gabby Nacko might be the favourite. I think Vanillier is a better horse. Vanillier won there Albert Bartlett last time, came out and won easily last time out. And the Albert Bartlett actually beat Statler, who actually won over 2.5 miles last week, I think it was, and done it impressively over fences. So, yeah, at 41, I think Vanillier is an absolute top bet.
I really like that horse. I was really impressed with the run at Cheltenham. I think he was unlucky in his first run. I think he improved massively the last time it ran. That Gabanyako, actually, I think we've discussed this horse before. He's clearly got an engine, but he can't jump. He hits every fence, so you're taking your money into your own life there anyway. And it just took the momentum out of it last time completely.
Yeah, and I think Gabanyako is a 64 favourite, which I think is ridiculous in a race of this quality. Like, it's a grade one. There's about 4 or 5 top horses running here, and any bad jumps at all is going to catch it out. But Vanilla, I think, is a class jumper. As I say, the trip might not be his absolute best trip, but I don't think he'll be stuck for toe either. And I think the first race out will really stand him. And then, as I say, he done really well last day. So, yeah, I'd be all over Vanilla for this at 41.
I fully agree. I didn't see that race because there was so many to look at for this weekend. But I wouldn't put anyone off that. I've backed it all the way. Think it's a cracking horse.
So, Ronan, just give us a quick recap on your selections, please, mate.
So, mines were in the King George Clandizobo at 3-1, 155 Kempton, Ahoy Senor at 5-4, and 240 Limerick Vanillier at 41.
Thanks, mate. Excellent. And Ian, you've got one little bonus race for us, have you, quickly, mate?
Yeah, I genuinely think the Welsh Grand National is obviously a big betting race over Christmas as well. So I thought it was worth a look just in case anyone was interested. I mean, it's a ridiculous race to crack, but over the last few weeks, we've been going close on some of the handicaps. We had Don's Levant winner Adoc at 16-1, which was an absolute belter of a pick. Remastered in the Ladbrokes Sophie, which we know fell at 16-1 when it was cruising, and then done itself justice at Adoc last week. We had Achille at 20-1 in the Beachy Chase, which got placed. So we've been doing all right on the handicaps. This is a hard one. Secret Reprieve is the favourite, probably correct favourite as well, after how impressive it was last year. Hasn't had a run at all for 12 months, which does worry me going into this.
That would worry me as well.
Especially 3 mile 6. You know, it's you need a relatively fresh horse going into this. Native River, we all love Native River. It's carrying about 20 stone in weight. It's top weight for this. It's going to be some performance if that can get home. I can't see it. They've already said he's going to retire at the end of the season. I think they're trying for a little bit of glory somewhere. I can't see it being in this. The one I like is Paul Nichols, Highland Hunter. It's 8-1. I think there's a big tip to be taken that Harry Cobden's already jocked up, despite the fact that Nichols has got a few at Kempton on the 27th. Cobden's been confirmed that he's off down to South Wales for the day. So you can take the hint there. He looks very well handicapped because he's only got a £4 penalty for his last win because that hasn't kicked in yet. It was the Midlands Grand National he run very well in last season. This is a little bit shorter, which I think will suit a 4 mile two, the Midlands one. This is 3 mile six. Goes on any ground. He's the right age. He's the right weight. I think Nichols has laid this one out absolutely perfect. And he likes this race, Nichols, as well. So Highland Hunter, 8-1. 250 at Chepstow on the 27th for the Welsh Grand National. I think it's a really good each way bet.
Brilliant. Cheers,
Ronan, I don't know if you've seen anything in that at all, if you've even had a look.
If I was absolutely pushed for one, I would go for Hold That Todd, Venetia Williams.
Venetia's,
I would assume Charlie Deutsch would be on it. It's going to be soft over there. It's always soft in the Welsh Grand National. And you need a horse that, matching the theme of the day, stays longer than the mother-in-law. So, I think Hold That Todd might be a decent each way value as well.
Chris's mother-in-law is defo set next to him there. That's why he's blocking the screen. She's just got to come around him.
Oh, dear. Right. Excellent. Cheers for that, lads. Hope you have a fantastic Christmas and a very, very profitable Boxing Day and Welsh Grand National the day after as well. We've been the Weekend Insider. Thanks very much for listening. And remember, if you're not listening, you're not winning.
You're not winning. Christmas. Back in 2022. See you later, lads. Boys.
See you
Cheers.
Later.
All the best, lads.